mountain, river, and plain, through wind and storm, rides Anne of the Air Raid.
Anne Burton and Jack Baker, together with Aunt Hattie and the two diamond smugglers, Vic and Joe, are apparently marooned on the uncharted island off the Florida coast. 100-mile-an-hour gale is blowing in from the ocean and is scheduled to strike the island at 5 a.m. Neither of the planes has sufficient gas to reach the mainland. You will recall that Aunt Hattie Jackson, by a clever ruse, caused Vic and Joe to leave Jack Baker alone at the radio transmitter for a few moments, in which time Jack contacts the amateur station operated by his brother Bobby. Bobby and Radio Inspector Arthur Morrison promise to check Jack's position and try to help them escape the peril of the wind. Bobby and Morrison have notified co-pilot Pete Peterson and hostess Kay Thompson of the message from Jack and Anne, but hundreds of miles separate them from the little island, and the time is midnight. Will they be able to rescue the unwilling captives of the elements, or will the 5 inhabitants of the Sandy Key perish in the hurricane that is rushing relentlessly upon them as the minutes flick past? At Springfield, Pete, Kay, Bobby, and Morrison are leaving no stone unturned in their frantic search for some means to rescue their friends. Listen.
Listen, operator, I know he's there. He's just got the answer. He's just got, I tell you. Ring him again, will you? Thanks. Did you get that position checked, Art?
Yeah, I think so, Pete. Kay just stepped out to the chart room to see if he can find a map of the Florida coast so we can get some idea of just where this longitude and latitude will put us.
Can just make this guy wake up. He must be dead. That phone is ringing its head off, and he's sleeping right on through it.
Oh, gee, Pete, isn't there some other plane we could get?
Well, we could get a lot of them, Bobby, if these guys knew that Jack was in trouble. But at the very least, we got something like 700 miles to cover. And according to those weather reports, we've got about 4 hours to do it in. If we want to do any good when we get there.
4 hours? But it's only midnight, Pete.
Yeah, but it's 1 o'clock there, Bobby, and that's the time the weather forecaster is using.
Oh, gee, that's right. Can't you wake that guy up at all? Why can't I run up there, maybe?
Because we haven't got time. We're going to be able to do anything at all.
Pete, did you get hold of him?
The night clerk said that he was asleep, and he must be unconscious. Special operator's been ringing him for 5 minutes. Can you get any map that'll do us any good?
I think this one ought to do it. I'll spread it out on the table here. You've got that location, haven't you, Mr. Morrison?
Yeah, right here. Now, let's see.
These lines here are the longitude, aren't they, Mr. Morrison?
That's right, Bobby. Now, you must follow that one right down. It crosses right here. We'll work out the minutes and the seconds in just a minute. Now, those lines give us the degrees, see?
Hello? Is that you, Doug? It's about time you woke up. Now, listen. You brought that new AirCat job in, didn't you? Okay, then, look, Doug. Jack Baker's in trouble. You know about that. Yeah, but we've located Jack. They're down on a little island near Florida somewhere. We've got the location. Now, we've got to get down there before 4 o'clock, and you've got the only ship around here that'll do it. Now, look, Doug. I hate to ask you this, but can I borrow the ship? We've just got to get down there. There's a hurricane blowing in, and we got to pick them up and get away ahead of it, see? Okay, thanks, Doug. You call the airport and tell them, and, well, just in case, see, I got $5,000 in the bank here at Springfield. I'll leave a check for it at the port. Thanks again, Doug, and we'll do everything we can and be back as quick as that crate of yours will make it. Goodbye.
You mean Doug will let you fly his aircraft, Pete?
Yeah, Doug just bought this aircraft. The only ship in Springfield that'll make it in time.
Can I go along, Pete?
Come on, I just gotta know that Jack is okay, can I?
I don't know about that, Bobby. You see, there are five of them, and, well, six is just about as many as you can put in an air cap.
Well, I suppose that leaves me out, too.
Yes, it's okay. How about that map? Found a spot there?
Right here it is, Pete. According to the cross-check we made on that carryaway from the radio transmitter.
Boy, it sure was lucky that Jack was a radio operator so that he knew to leave that carryaway turned on. It was still on, too, when we left our house. Those crooks down there never did notice it, I guess.
I hope not. But Jack said there were five of them there. I wonder if Aunt Hattie really stowed away on the transport.
I've got a hunch you're right, Kay. Oh, come on, let's get down to the hangar. We got a lot of gassing up to do before we take off, and there's not much time. Boy, I'd sure like to find some way to bring that transport ship back with us. Yeah, and there's Tony Johnson's aircraft, too. That island is loaded with ships and no gas.
Gosh, if I could just fly now.
Pete, this would be taking a long chance, but just how much of a chance would it be worth to get that transport back here?
Well, to tell you the truth, Art, that experimental ship was being tried out by Interstate not only as a transport, but, well, it could be used for other things, too, if you get what I mean.
Military ship, I think you mean. And it would be worth quite a bit of chance-taking to keep it from being demolished in a few secret clauses.
Hmm? I'll say it would. It would sure exonerate Jack of the theft, too. There's no chance, I guess.
I'm not so sure about that. You see, I have a limited transport pilot's license, and I could bring one of the ships back with me while Jack and you could fly the other two. I suppose I'd have to handle one of the aircats, huh?
Hey, that'd be great. But what are you going to use for gasoline?
Say, if you did that, I could go along because there'd be plenty of room coming back, wouldn't there?
I don't know, Bobby. Hey, here's the hangar. Yeah, there's a light. Doug got him on the phone before he went to sleep. Hey, open up in there. It's me, Peterson.
Okay, Pete. Just a second.
Did Doug call you?
Yeah. Said you'd be after the air cat in a minute or two. What's up?
Can't tell you, old-timer. Deep secret. Get a couple of those boys and help you roll around on the tarmac while we take a look at this map. Come on over here in the light, Art.
Oh, I'd like to go along, but just in case something happens.
Now, look here. This is no excursion. This is a life-saving trip. I'd like to take both you and Bobby, but, well, you see how it is, Kay.
Yeah, I see how it is. Well, I'll go on back to the administration building.
Don't rush off, Kay. Wait till we get going, won't you?
Here's the place where the island ought to be, isn't it, Mr. Morrison?
That's it. That dot I made with my pencil. Now, as I figured, it isn't any more than 50 miles from that spot to this emergency landing field right here. And according to the legend on this map, the emergency field has a windbreaker planted on the coast side. So we'd be safe right there if we'd make it.
Yeah, that's okay, but what about gasoline for those other ships?
Well, just how much gas do you think it would take to get them back to the mainland?
We ought to be able to make that 50-mile hop in about 15 minutes. And the test on the interstate transport shows that it uses about 210 gallons an hour, 250 miles an hour. That's about 50 gallons. Then these aircats will use about 90 gallons an hour, 300. I'd say it would take about 75 gallons to take these two ships off that island.
I think I see what you're getting at, Art. How many gallons
Pete,
is that?
Just fill the tanks on the air cat. Put in 420 gallons. Stop it here, will you?
That seems to answer your question, Kay. Okay, here you are. Warm her up, will you? We got to get out of here.
Okay, Pete. Everything else is all right. And when you're ready, I'll get the field lights for you. Good luck.
Yeah, thanks.
420 gallons. Well, Pete, we could use 300 gallons going down there and still have enough to put in those two ships. It'll be cutting it rather fine, but if you're willing to take the chance, I am.
Say, Art, the job's as good as done. We're not going to find any electric gas pumps on that island, so you better grab a few of those buckets and put them in the cabin. I'll get this funnel, too.
Gee, Pete, I just got to go with you just to see that Jack gets out of this okay. You've got plenty of room, can't I?
We're both going, Bobby. They're going to need plenty of help when they try to refuel two ships at the same time. Climb in there.
Oh, fine.
Now, look.
And don't tell us we can't go, Mr. Peterson, because we can take any chances you can.
Good, DK, you're swell. Give me some of those buckets, Pete. I'll throw them in back.
I suppose we will need the help. It'd be a slow job bailing that gas.
I know, but, well, we don't know that we're going to make it.
We haven't time to argue, Pete. Get in that seat and let's take off. You've got the field light.
Okay, then, here we go. Lucky we're down at the end of the field. We don't have to taxi. We can take a straight shot from right here. Field clear on your side, Art?
All clear.
For a cup of coffee.
Sorry, Pete, but I'm just a passenger, not a hostess on this trip. What time is it? I can't see my watch back here.
5 minutes to three. That's nearly 4 o'clock in this time zone.
Looks like dawn over there in the east.
Hey, look, Pete. There's water down there. Gosh, you can't see the end of it.
That means we're over the east coast of Florida. We ought to just about be about there, wherever that is.
Funny we don't see any signs of that storm. You'd think it'd be cloudy or something.
You see that haze over there to the east? Looks like land. Well, that's just storm. We better be finding that island pretty pronto, or, well, there won't be much we can do but just turn around and run for it.
If that radio check is right, we ought to be just over the island. I can't look it down just a little. A reflection of the sun across the water makes it difficult to see.
Hey, over there, on the right, what's that?
That's it, I guess. Well, we'll get ready to set down if we see anyone there.
There is someone there. Looks like two people walking across the sand.
And there's a couple of little houses,
Pete. There's the air cat and that other big ship right down there.
That's it, folks. Fasten those safety belts. Sand is deceiving stuff to try to land on. You never know when you're going to hit a soft spot.
They see us. They're running over this way. It must be Jack and Ann.
There's a wind stop, Pete. The wind is from the east. You can set her down just as she is.
Let's hope when we take off that same wind doesn't make us taxi right into the ocean. Okay, here we go.
Not bad at all, Pete. But how about that last bump?
That wind is coming in gusts. One of them hit us, that's all.
Gee, I'll bet Jack's glad to see us. Look at him run.
Want me to turn off this receiver, Pete?
Yeah, we better while we move that gas. Just turn that knob to the
attention left. Attention all Atlantic Coast shipping.
Hey, wait a second. What's that guy saying?
Hurricane now moving west much faster than expected. We'll probably strike east coast about 4:30 or earlier. That is all.
I can't hardly move the door.
I'll give you a hand, Bobby. Here.
You surely brought this ship in close enough to those other two, Pete.
That's true. Can't take time walking while we carry this gas. Pile out. Here comes Jack and Ann.
What was that?
That K was the advance agent of a tropical hurricane. Just take a look at those waves.
Gee, we won't have time to gas up those ships. We just can't take all of them.
Then we'll sure be trying awful hard when the wind does hit.
Advance agent of a tropical hurricane, the forerunner of death and destruction. Will our friends be able to gas up the two ships in time to leave the island in safety? There are thrills and excitement galore in the next episode, so be sure to tune in the same station, same time, for more adventures in the career of Anne of the Airlines.